for your Google Play, simply say, hey, Google, play 670 KBOI.
Now back to Mike Casper and Chris Walton. This is Casper and Chris, live and local on News Talk KBOI.
837. Usually, once a month, we have Canyon County commissioners in to talk about Canyon County business. We would love to be sitting here today talking about the just recently completed Canyon County Fair. Maybe talk a little bit about the budget. Canyon County Commissioner Leslie Van Beek is with us. And instead, in our limited time that we have available today, we're going to talk about an article that came out in the Idaho Press Tribune.
Yes.
This past weekend, the title of which says, Shadow Commissioner Emails Reveal Tension Over Idaho Commissioner's Non-Elected Advisor. That commissioner that they're talking about is you.
Well, Mike, it's not my first rodeo in the press, and the temperatures aren't the only thing that's hot over in Canyon County. It continues to be a really interesting political climate over there that was identified in the fall of 2017 when I initially tossed my hat into the ring and filed with the Secretary of State. I've said this many times, I attended a candidate school, and they said, how are you going to handle the conflict over there in Canyon County? So that was my really big first clue. Oh, there's a lot of conflict in Canyon County. And subsequently, I enrolled in a program at Boise State on conflict management negotiation. It served me well. I have more work to do there, but it's, a shadow commissioner. That's really interesting.
Well, let's get into this a little bit.
Okay, let's do.
So this is, the accusations are, number one, this isn't an accusation. This is actual truth. When you were running for Canyon County Commissioner, you picked L.J. Waite.
Yes.
As your campaign treasurer.
Yes. I like to surround myself with good people. That's why I'm here on the radio with KBOI with Casper and Chris.
Thank you.
That's exactly right. So
that's a good try.
Yeah, well, you know, and here's what I can tell you. I've got an email here. It's dated January 24th, 2019. I'd been in office about 12 days. I emailed the clerk and the controller. This is a matter of public record, and I'm stating that, again, I have enrolled in an independent study program through Treasure Valley Community College. I'd be working with L.J. Waite and using historical budget information in order to prepare for the 2019-2020 budget season. So it's just letting them know that because they're custodians of those records that we would be using and analyzing budget information. No secret.
So let's all, for people who don't know who L.J. Waite is or what his bona fides are, L.J. Waite, why don't you give us his background?
Well, sure. He spent 40 years in the finance, first for Del Mar Mines for 20 years, and then he was recruited to the city of Caldwell and spent his last 20 years there very successful in establishing a really grounded financial program for Caldwell. He has a financial expertise that exceeds. It is a gifted perspective on the ability to identify resources, put numbers together, fund for projects. He put the feasibility studies together, which most people wouldn't understand. They would just put him down and say, okay, nice. That looks like a foreign language to me. So he's been an advisor for the city of Caldwell, the city of Middleton. He's advised other elected officials. He's a great resource. So if I'm going to get information, especially, you know, we're charged to represent citizens. So when we go to experts in the citizen base to help advise and answer questions, there's no way, Mike and Chris, that we can get all that.
I was reading that article, and it really had never occurred to me that once you were elected to an office, you were only allowed to use the knowledge that you already had going into office, that you couldn't learn anything new or talk to anyone or have any advisor you want.
Well, thank you, Chris. There's nothing in Idaho state statute that prohibits that. And part of the problem is we've taken civics out of the social studies process for, you know, in American government. So if anybody remembers Andrew Jackson, he had a very informal behind the scenes cabinet called the kitchen cabinet. He had advisors on a myriad of issues that helped inform his decision making process to do what was in the very best interest of his constituents. Mm-hmm. I operate much the same way. I've got David Leroy in my camp. I've got a chaplain. I've got always God is in my camp. My husband has been an amazing political support.
Now, do you realize that by saying that you have all these advisors, now you're going to be criticized for having other advisors who are not elected officials telling you what to do?
Wait, what's the thing about non-elected? I prefer non-elected myself when it comes to asking people for advice.
Yes.
No offense to people like you who have been elected, but I'm going to go after an expert or somebody who's offering a service that I would pay for, something of that nature, as opposed to somebody that the people decided was right and just chose.
Thank you, Chris. That's a great statement, because the only thing you have to be good at in order to win an election is how to run a campaign.
Yeah, is winning elections.
That's exactly right. And so the hard work, like in a marriage, begins once you get married, once you win the seat. Really, the hard work of being an elected official and understanding the magnitude from the Idaho state constitution and the state statute, that it's amazing. And I will do everything I can with the incoming commissioners to help. But we have seasoned people coming in that are already operating in statute and the constitution. This is going to be a great partnership.
I don't know. The first thing I thought of was, suppose you live in a village of like 500 people.
Right.
And, you know, every 2 years you elect a new doctor.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go with the guy who actually went to medical school and has been practicing for several years.
Yeah, you know, it's a ridiculous statement. We've been 6 months in this witch hunt trying to find something against me. And I was looking at that. You know, I always bring some piece of trivial to you. But Shakespeare's play Hamlet in that, you know, there's a statement. Thou dost protest too much, methinks, because there's guilt in the pack. And they're trying to discover or, you know, off put that. Why is this level of scrutiny focused on me? They don't have discovery on a bankruptcy. They don't have discovery on my attendance. They don't have discovery on unethical, illegal. No, they're going to criticize somebody that simply wants to come and do a good job. And I can tell you, this climate is so difficult. It's set up for contention because you have three people trying to share the power in a seat.
Is the attitude of the others, you know, if somebody else weren't interfering, she'd agree with us every time.
Okay, clarify that for me just a little bit.
Well, if you didn't have an advisor telling you different, you'd agree with everything they say.
No, absolutely not. That's
okay,
not true.
Because, and I realize that because that's dumb.
It is dumb. That's right. The really robust discussion should bring out the very best. We should not be offended by questions. But when I have questions, and it's as basic, here's how low the bar is. Why don't your line items balance? Why are we charging taxpayers for contingency, particularly when we're going into what nationally has been declared as a recession? I'm not here to create fear, but the reality is the markets are falling on the residential construction and people are pulling back. So to have this posture, showboating in government, that's not what it is. That's not what the position that we should take. We are here to be good fiscal stewards and financially responsible. We are here to show up every day and give taxpayers what they're paying for. We get wonderful salaries to come. We're having difficulty with even that level. If you two weren't here in the office today, I mean, you couldn't make this job work. People need to show up and go to work. Literally, it is time to stop this nonsense and this witch hunt and get people in their seats doing their job in their own lane.
Let's look at a couple of the accusations.
Okay.
One of your biggest critics seems to be Canyon County Sheriff Kieran Donahue.
Yes, sir.
And from a public records request, the Idaho Press got this, a bunch of emails that apparently you had between you and L.J. Waite. And this is what Canyon County Sheriff Kieran Donahue had to say in an emailed statement. It said, it was surprising and somewhat disturbing to see the sheer volume of emails between Commissioner Van Beek and L.J. Most concerning to me is that the emails appear to give the impression that Waite isn't just acting as an advisor to Van Beek, but instead a shadow commissioner telling her what to say, what questions it asks, and even how to vote on certain issues. So number one, does L.J. Waite tell you how to vote?
Absolutely not. That's a ridiculous statement. L.J. Waite retired 3 years ago. He spends a lot of time on the Columbia River or out at Strike Dam catching crappie. And so, for instance, I was in last week, I probably put 60 hours or more into that. I had 2 days of testimony that were 7 to 8 hours just of solid business. If I had to pause and say, excuse me, I need to go call L.J. Waite, that I didn't even leave my seat. It's ridiculous. You gain knowledge and tenure. Do I ask questions? Sure I do, but let's break that down. They said there were 410 emails. If we look at that, that's 30 months. Break that down. That's 13 a month. Break that down by week three. Three questions a week on a $117 million budget. And a lot of those, it's one email with attachments on spreadsheets. And when I had the opportunity to review that public records request, I thought, I hope they read it. Because you know what he is? He is a numbers boss. That was taken out of context. He is a person that can provide a number, a myriad of scenarios.
Let me just go back because when you say he's a numbers boss, that was taken out of context. You're accused of calling him your boss. So that whole thing was taken out of context. You called him a numbers boss, and then they took it out of context and saying that you called L.J. Waite your boss.
L.J. Waite does not function as my boss. He is a It's a professional relationship where he serves in a capacity as an expert on finance.
Does he tell you what to say and what not to say?
No, he does not. I call and ask his opinion, much like I would do Dave Leroy. I am in regular contact. I've had to lawyer up because of this hoo-ha that's going on.
I was going to ask you that. In life, do you ask more than one person occasionally for their opinion on something?
Absolutely, because I don't know it all. And there are times in this climate where it's this charged with high emotion, you know what we want to do is we want to keep a level head. We want to always remain, there's a professional courtesy and decorum that our constituents have elected us to that says we better be well-spoken. We better keep the main thing the main thing. We attack issues and not people.
We need to take a quick break here, get a final check on traffic. Leslie Van Beek, Cannon County Commissioner, is with us this morning. We've got more questions on the way. Coming up, KBOI News Time is 8:47.